Welcome to the Isaka Podcast. Isaka is celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2019, and on our 50th anniversary series of the Isaka Podcast, we're exploring some of the big picture topics that have impacted the Isaka professional community over the past 50 years, and that will continue to in the future. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of Isaka's Certified Information Systems Auditor Certification, or CISA, with Thomas Phelps, Vice President of Corporate Strategy and CIO of Laserfish. Thomas, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Jay, for having me here.
If you can start out by telling us, if you would, a little bit about your background and particularly your relationship with Isaka and the CISA certification.
Thanks for having me here. I've been with Laserfish for about 5 years, and we're a global software company focused on providing content management and process automation solutions. Prior to Laserfish, I was at PwC for about 15 years in areas like IT audit, risk management. I was in the cybersecurity practice for a number of those years and was the national champion for cybersecurity for the entertainment and media industry. Throughout my entire career of 20 plus years, both at Laserfish and at PwC, Isaka has been an organization that has been very, very dear to me. I think I joined Isaka within a couple of weeks of joining PwC in 1999, and I had the pleasure to serve as the past president of the Isaka Los Angeles chapter for a couple of years from 2003 to 2005. I've served on the Isaka International Membership Board for a number of years, and specific to CISA, I've taught the CISA review course for over 10 years.
Can you give our listeners a brief overview of what the CISA certification represents and why it has become so widely adopted on a global scale?
Well, Jay, you know, I've been serving on the Isaka International 50th anniversary panel for the last 18 months, providing governance over some of our major activities to celebrate our 50 years as an international organization. And what's interesting is that I don't think a lot of people know that the CISA certification was the very first one introduced by Isaka 40 years ago in 1978. And from my perspective, the CISA certification is really synonymous with the organization's brand. It was Isaka's de facto certification until the CISM certification, that's the Certified Information Security Manager, was introduced in 2002. Now, as we all know since then, Seagate was introduced in 2007, D-Risk in 2010. And if you think about it, although Isaka has changed dramatically over the last 50 years, went from being known as the EDPAA to Information System Audit Control Association in 1994, and then Isaka in 2006. But the CISA has been the CISA ever since it was introduced in 1978. And today, I would say the CISA is the gold standard in Isaka certification. You also asked about how the CISA scaled to become a global certification. And I would say that one major catalyst was the U.S. Congress passing the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, which we often refer to as just SOX here in the U.S. This act was in response to financial scandals from publicly traded companies like Enron and WorldCom. The SOX Act created the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board to provide independent oversight of the accounting industry and to enforce new mandates that expanded financial disclosures, including the internal control environment that included both the design and operating effectiveness of IT general computer controls. I remember I was on the Isaka International Membership Board shortly after SOX was passed in 2002. And I remember back then that we anticipated that SOX would increase the demand for IT auditors and also increase the level of guidance needed from Isaka in complying with this new act. And this is where the number of CISA holders grew rapidly. In fact, several of the Big Four firms started requiring senior associates and senior consultants to obtain either their CPA or their CISA to get promoted to the manager level. Beyond that, we've seen governments and agencies and organizations across the globe starting to recognize the CISA. And Isaka provides many examples of this. For example, the U.S. Department of Defense now includes CISA in its list of approved certifications for its information assurance professionals. And information security law in Korea requires that highly skilled professionals, such as CISAs, perform information system audit and security services. If you look at the Security Exchange Board of India, They require biannual system audits of all mutual funds to be conducted by an independent auditor who is a CISA or CISM certified or equivalent. And in Romania, banks that desire to implement internet at home banking are required by law to be certified by auditors who hold the CISA certification. So if you look at today, we've got 140,000 CISA professionals across the globe, and that is a pretty amazing number when you think about it, because the ASAKA itself has about 136,000 members in 220 chapters in 188 countries.
What type of career tracks really lend themselves to the CISA?
I think historically, the type of professionals that pursued a CISA were internal auditors or external auditors that worked for accounting firms. However, I would say that this has changed over the years, where there's been a acknowledgement in the IT community specific to IT risk management and IT compliance that having a CISA is also very valuable as well.
Can you provide some personal perspective on how the CISA has impacted your career or perhaps the career of those in your network?
For me, the CISA provided me with the credentials to be successful in my 15 years at PwC when I focused on IT audit, IT security, and technology implementation. I mean, I recall responding to client RFPs over a decade ago, and I started seeing more and more requirements for professional services team members to have their CISA. So I saw a big uptick in demand for CISAs when responding to proposals. In addition, holding the CISA has had a significant impact and benefit in what I do for Laserfiche. As the CIO of the company, I'm responsible for our security posture, and I'm heavily involved in our IT control environment for Laserfiche Cloud. Laserfiche Cloud is a true multi-tenant SaaS platform for content management. And when we were getting ready to obtain our SOC 2 Type 2 attestation from a third party, having a CISA background really helped me to give guidance to the company about what controls we needed to have in place and making sure that they were operating effectively. And when we received our SOC 2 Type 2, I believe the CISA helped me to make sure that we received an unqualified opinion with zero exceptions from our independent auditor. So that is where the CISA has helped me personally. You know, for others, when I talk to others in the community, whether they're in IT audit or in IT or risk management, I know that the CISA has helped individuals actually increase their salary. If you look at the ASAKA website, you'll see citations where CIO Magazine, SE Magazine, and Foot Partners Research continuously cite the CISA as a credential that helps earn top pay compared to other credentials that you can obtain.
As you referenced earlier, Thomas, the CISA has now been around for just over 40 years. Why do you think it has had such staying power, especially in such a dynamic space as information systems and technology?
Well, when you look at what the CISA covers with its five domains, the five domains are as relevant today as they were 40 years ago, and they'll be even more relevant 40 years from now. If you look at how technology has changed, you'll see that concepts like planning for IS audits and performing risk assessments, ensuring IT governance and strategy, how do you go about acquiring new systems and platforms for your business? How do you operate IT and manage business continuity? How do you secure your information assets? These areas are as relevant today as they were in the past, and they'll continue to be relevant going forward as well. So I think the CISA will have tremendous staying power as we look at how businesses accelerate their growth through the use of technology. And CISA owners have a great influence in looking at the risks involved there.
Along the lines of that last question, how has the CISA evolved with the times as so many new and emerging technologies have impacted the world of audit and assurance and information security?
When you look at what I call the ABCs of disruptive technologies, you know, A for artificial intelligence and machine learning, B for blockchain, C for cloud, you know, D for data analytics, and of course you've got Internet of Things and other areas thrown in there, you can tell that the CISA continues to evolve over time. As I mentioned, the five areas covered by the CISA in terms of how do you acquire some of these technologies, how do you manage risks around the technologies, how do you look at segregation of duties? You know, if you look at shifting from a waterfall development approach to agile to now DevOps, the CISA has evolved over the times to keep up with some of these trends and best practices. So I see the CISA as continuing to be relevant, timely, informative, and really helping both internal auditors, external auditors, as well as technology professionals really leverage these new technologies.
For those professionals out there who are motivated to pursue multiple certifications, how does the CISA fit in with some other certifications offered by ISACA and around the industry?
Well, there's 140,000 CISA holders across the world today. There's about 40,000 CISA professionals. And I've seen over the years that many individuals start an IT audit, whether you're an internal auditor or external auditor, and eventually migrate into an IT risk or an IT security role. And I view the CISA as foundational to that progression in your career.
Speaking of foundational, there are a lot of roles for which hiring managers consider the CISA to be mandatory, or at least a highly desired qualification. Can you elaborate a bit on that dynamic?
As a CIO of Laserfish, I add a CISA requirement in certain job roles, like, for example, a risk and compliance manager. I think having a CISA is fundamental to being able to ascertain whether an individual is qualified for these types of jobs and has the requisite experience. I've also seen in the professional services arena where a CISA is required to get that promotion from a senior associate or senior consultant to a manager level at a Big Four firm. So we're seeing more and more professions that really recognize and acknowledge the value that a CISA brings to a professional and actually make that a requirement in terms of a candidate's application for a job.
Like all of ISACA's certifications, CISA is very much a globally recognized qualification. What has that international piece meant to CISA's growth and cachet?
ISACA, as far as a global organization, is an internationally recognized brand. And all the certifications that ISACA provides, whether it's a CISA, a CISM, a Seagate, a C-Risk, is also internationally recognized as well. You know, it's really interesting when I talk to professionals across the globe. Let's say, for example, the CIO for another leading company, and I mentioned my ISACA experience and involvement. They instantly gravitate towards that and ask me questions about it because they've heard of ISACA before, whether it's from someone within their organization or outside. And it really helps not only to start that conversation with individuals across the world and other companies, but also it provides credibility that I know the space of IT audit or IT security or IT risk management that I'm talking about. So I think to ISACA's credit, they've invested heavily in ensuring that these certifications are credible, are respected, and are definitely industry leading. And so I really appreciate ISACA being thought leaders in the space and continuing to make sure that they offer these really well-recognized and leading certifications.
And speaking of being part of a global community, I know you feel very strongly about that community element of being CISA certified. How does that play into the certification's success?
Jay, you know what's refreshing about having a CISA is that I know that if there's an area that I'm looking at that I haven't encountered before that's emerging or disruptive, that I've got a community of professionals to tap into for their insights, for their knowledge, for their expertise. You know, with 140,000 CISA professionals across the globe, there isn't a topic that I can't bring up that I know someone in Hong Kong or someone in Malaysia or someone in Canada can't help me with. So I think that's one of the power about having a CISA is that you can tap into this network of other professionals to get guidance and consult with them in areas of emerging technologies and how to assess risks. And so that's something that I think should be leveraged more frequently is tapping into this global body of knowledge and community. ISACA also publishes the ISACA Journal, which has really good contributed articles from thought leaders in the industry. So I highly recommend reading that. And you'll notice that a lot of the authors who contribute to the ISACA Journal are CISA holders. So there's many other resources out there that you can tap into if you're encountering a new area or starting a new project in a new technology space.
To wrap up, what is your big picture perspective of what the CISA certification has meant over ISACA's 50-year history in terms of elevating the organization's profile and even interesting professionals and some of the other resources that are available through ISACA?
I see the CISA as it relates to the IT audit profession as what the CPA is to accounting, finance, and tax professionals. The CISA is absolutely the gold standard in the IT audit, IT risk industry. And even if you don't have the CISA or if you're not in an IT audit-related role, I highly recommend professionals to study for it and become certified. It will help in their careers to speak the language of auditors and understand the process to assess and manage IT-related risk.
Thomas, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your insights with the ISACA podcast audience.
Happy to be here, Jay. Thank you for having me.
That's our time for today. For more on the CISA certification, visit www.isaca.org/CISA. And for more on ISACA's 50th anniversary, visit www.isaca50.org.